News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Dublin City Council collect up to 50 tonnes of illegally dumped waste each month. Green Party Councillor Janet Horan says measures need to be put in place to bring this to a halt, and she joins us now. Good morning to you. That is an enormous amount of waste. What needs to happen?
And I think it's even more enormous when it's not just in the city itself, it's in just in the central area, so the north inner city specifically. And you know, we know for a long time that what has worked in the suburbs in terms of our waste collection system, privatised waste, wheelie bins, etc., does not work in the inner city area. The problem is bad and it's getting worse in terms of dumping. So one of the things, there's no silver bullet for this, but one of the things we are proposing at the moment and we want to push forward is to make it a landlord's responsibility to ensure a waste contract is in place. So that's a bill that I've worked on with Nasa Harrigan, who's the Green TD for this area, and we're introducing that bill now at the moment to try and push that forward.
Okay. Is that a little unfair? I mean, a lot of people would see waste collection as a utility, and you wouldn't expect landlords to pay for someone's gas or electric or those types of things. Why should they pay for somebody's waste? And it's a total disincentive to anybody conserving waste or trying to cut down on their waste as well.
Well, I think it's a waste contract. So it's making sure that you have that engagement with whatever the private waste company is currently. The reality is that we know, particularly in the Dublin One area, there is a lot of rogue landlords who are encouraging, incentivising tenants to dump their waste, not providing...
Are you really, Janet, blaming this on landlords? That people dumping their waste, that's not their responsibility. That's whoever rents them a room or rents them a flat or whatever. That seems like a gross abdication of responsibility on the part about the people who are actually doing the dumping. Somebody told them to do it.
I would say in again, 99% of cases, landlords are doing the right thing. In 99% of cases, tenants and residents and homeowners are doing the right thing. The problem is we have 1% that is resulting in the community as a whole being unhygienic, being very unpleasant, being smelly, making it very difficult for the rest of the community to live dignified way, really, when they're having to step over nappies, food waste, everything else on a day-to-day basis. So this isn't about clamping down on the people who are doing the right thing or making it any more difficult. In most cases, those landlords are already doing the right thing. It's not going to provide any extra real hassle for them. But for those 1% who we know are running multi-unit properties and maybe renting them out to 20, 30 people, it's almost impossible to regulate a waste arrangement in those kind of overcrowded accommodations.
And, the DCC wouldn't provide municipal bins, no?
That is another issue that we are trying to pursue. But when you have EU competition law making it very difficult to re-municipalise waste, we need to be looking at interim solutions. Every other party has said, and a lot of other parties have said to us at the moment, we want to re-municipalise the waste in Dublin. We want to provide public bins. But when they've gone to look at the regulation on that, it is years of very complicated EU-level law. We want to take action now and do something that will make a difference to the lives of people who are fed up to have All right. to live in such an undignified and unhygienic way.
Janet Horner, Green Party Councillor, thank you for speaking to News Talk Breakfast. Love to know what people out there think about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.